always keeping the main thing the main thing. Thanking God for Jesus Christ. Thanking God for His Holy Spirit. Thanking God for His angels who watch over us. Thanking God for His church. Thanking God for this congregation. Thanking God for this morning that He gave this congregation. Thanking God for the leaders of this congregation. Hoping and praying that He would bless our ears of hearing this morning and our hearts of receiving our wills to obey His word. And praying that He would help us to remove anything that might hinder our worship this morning. We just want to be thankful to You, God, for what You have done. This morning, my lesson is taken from the book of Genesis, the 6th chapter, what was read to you, the 8th verse. But I would like to read from 6th chapter, verse 1 through 8. Genesis, the 6th chapter, verse 1 through 8. And it reads, "And it came to pass when men became to multiply on the face of the earth, and daughters were born unto them, that the sons of God saw the daughters of men that they were fair. And they took them wives of all which they chose. And the Lord said, My spirit shall not always strive with man, for that he also is flesh. Yet his days shall be 120 years. There were giants in the earth in those days, and also after that, when the sons of God came in unto the daughters of men, and they bare children to them, the same became mighty men, which were old, men renowned. And God saw the wickedness of man was great in the earth, and that every imagination of the thought of his heart was only evil continually. And it repented the Lord that he had made man on the earth, and it grieved him at his heart. And the Lord said, I will destroy man whom I have created from the face of the earth, both man and beast, and the creeping things, and the fowls of the air, for it repenteth me that I have made them. Verse 8, but Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord. My subject this morning is Noah and the faithful few. Noah and the faithful few. The story of Noah teaches us about God's justice and mercy, showing that he will punish sin, but also provide the way for salvation through faith and obedience. Key lesson includes the importance of faith, patience, and obedience in God's plan. Even when it seems difficult or irrational to others, it highlights God's sovereignty and man's responsibility, emphasizing that salvation is a gift of grace not earned by works, and points to Jesus Christ as the ultimate means of salvation. The flood served as a judgment against the widespread wickedness and sin of humanity. Despite the judgment, God did demonstrate his mercy by providing Noah and his family the way to be saved through the ark. Noah and his family were not saved because they were perfect, but because they found favor with God, which is the gift of grace and not based on their own merits or work. Noah's act of building the ark was a profound demonstration of faith in God's word. Even when it defied human logic, they faced ridicule from the public. The long years Noah spent building the ark while waiting for God's promise to be fulfilled teaches us the importance of persistent faith and patience in God's timing. Noah's complete obedience to God's detailed instruction for building the ark led to his family's salvation, illustrating that obedience is essential to following God's will. The ark served as a literal escape from the flood, providing the way for God's people to survive the judgment. The story shows that God has a plan and a purpose for those who follow him, providing a new beginning after the judgment. For Christians, the story of Noah points to Jesus Christ as the ultimate ark and the door through which people must enter to find salvation from God's judgment and enter into a relationship with him. The story shows that it is possible to maintain a relationship with God and find favor in his eyes, even when living in a corrupt and ungodly society. Noah's family was saved because they followed him. This highlights the importance of a faithful life impacting those closest to us. In 2 Peter 2:5, the Bible says that Noah was a preacher of righteousness. He was a preacher of righteousness. The Bible teaches that he had a small congregation. Amen? He didn't have a big congregation, but there was no worries because he knew who God was. It was his wife, his son Shem, Ham, and Japheth, and their wives, which made up 7 plus Noah. They were small in numbers but full in faith. We don't know how many people there were upon the earth at that time, but God saw that the wickedness of man was great in the earth and that every imagination of his heart was only evil continually all day long. And he repented the Lord for making man. The Lord said, I will destroy man whom he created. But Noah, he found grace in the eyes of the Lord. You and the faithful few are going to be saved, Noah. I want you to build an ark. I want you to build the ark 450 feet long, 75 feet wide, and 45 feet high, made with gopher wood, pitch it with and without with pitch to seal it. Construct an opening all the way around the ark, 18 inches below the roof. Then put 3 decks inside the ark, bottom, one on the bottom, one in the middle, and the upper deck, and put a door in the side. God said, everything shall die because I shall bring a great flood, and of every living thing of all flesh, 2 of every sort shall thou bring into the ark. Thus did Noah, according to all that God commanded him, so he did. And he did it with the faithful few. God is telling us that he'll faithful few to stay faithful even when there is just a little to be faithful for. It seemed to just be a little to be faithful for. It may be cloudy today more than some. But beyond those clouds, there's a sun that shines bright all the time. Beyond our doubts and fears is Jesus forever and always, who tells us to go, ye faithful few, therefore, and teach the gospel. Ye faithful few, teach the gospel. He didn't tell us to spread gossip, but he said to spread the gospel. You don't have to tell them that we have a beautiful building. Tell them about Jesus. You don't have to tell them that we need help and we need it bad. Tell them about Jesus. You don't have to tell them how good or bad your song leaders is. Just tell them about Jesus. You don't have to tell them about how much was taken up in the collection. Just tell them about Jesus. And you certainly don't have to tell them just how good or bad your preacher is. Amen? Tell them about Jesus. Tell them about Jesus. 1 Corinthians 3, 6 chapter says, Paul planted, Apollos watered, but God gives the increase. You see, we don't have to worry about the increase because that's God's job. We just plant. We just water. Go ye therefore and teach, preach. That's what our job is. And teach Christ. Because you could bring them to hear me preach. I can't save nobody. You can bring them to this beautiful building. This building ain't going to save nobody. Amen? You could say that we take up a good collection. That's not going to save nobody. What's going to save us is knowing Christ. Just teach them the gospel. Luke 16:10, he that is faithful in that which is least is faithful also in much. And this, you know, we could say it's money, but I'm led to believe that's in everything. If you're faithful in a little, you could be faithful in much. Matthew 25:21, thou hast been faithful over a few things. I will make thee ruler over many things. Enter ye into the straight gate, because straight is the gate and narrow is the way which leadeth to life, and few there be find it. Matthew 7:13. God took Noah and his family, his faithful few, and built an ark, and they were saved. Edge Hill, faithful few, if you stay faithful and not give up, God will give you a crown of life. Increase your responsibility and authority. Grant you favor and good success. Meet all your needs according to his riches, and assure your place in his presence and the eternal sharing of his happiness. He will also forgive your sins, strengthen you against evil, because we do live in some evil times. I think we get so confused so we don't know who to fight these days. Amen? Amen. You know, we're doing the wrong thing about fighting one another. Amen. Amen. And he would provide for you because of his faithfulness, guarantees the fulfillment of his promise to you. We don't really know how long it took the faithful few to build the ark. We just know and believe that it was built. Some say 55 to 75 years. We don't know. We just know that it was built by the faithful few. And could you infer that there were people around Shem, Ham, and Japheth, you know, especially their boys, you know, their friends, says, man, look, we having a party, such and such and such. Can you come? No, I can't. Can you come help me? No, I'm going to the party. I just told you I'm going to the party. You know, but they didn't. They wouldn't detour from doing what God would have them to do. And you know, just like then today, there will be many who will try to take you away from God's work, one way or the other. But you have to say, no, I don't have time. I'm busy right now. You see, I'm busy. And we know that the Bible teaches us that there will be eating, drinking, and having a good time. That's what the world is about today. And we have to go into that. I'm not telling nobody to eat, drink, and be merry now. But you have to go into that and tell somebody, you know. You have to say, DJ, turn it down a little bit because I got something to say. Give me the microphone. I got something to say. Jesus is the way. Jesus is the way. We have to teach somebody. Teach somebody. Tell somebody the truth. Because this world is getting worse and worse. And we live here. And it's not just for us to be saved, but we got to try to save others also. We can't save others by our way. We have to save them by God's way. Whatever he say. Whatever he say. Question. Can we be the faithful few? Amen? Are we complaining about the shortage? Be faithful. The Bible says in Revelation 2:10, be faithful unto death. Be faithful. Be faithful. Don't worry about how it looks now. You just be faithful. You just continue to plant and water and let God give the increase. Because, see, God is giving the increase right now. And for those who ain't doing it right, they can't see the increase. Are you with me? They can't even see the increase. And God is increasing us right now. Right now. But because we have our own thinking, our own way of thoughts, we can't see the increase. You see, we walk by sight and not by faith. And we are supposed to walk by faith and not by sight. It might seem a little scary now. It might seem like we're just at the closing of the door. But stay faithful. Just like the faithful few. Noah could have said, God, now you want me to do this with 8 people? Yes. Yes. And you know, think about it now. Back in those days, there wasn't no prefab material. Y'all know what prefab is? I mean, prefab it at the factory, then they send it to you, and all you got to do is put it together. It wasn't no prefab back then. You had to carve it. You had to work with your hands. Are you with me? But they don't not only work with their hands, they work by faith. Are you with me? God said, go for wood. But God, I don't know what no go for wood. But Noah, we read that Noah done it exactly how God said. In church, the few, all we have to do is exactly like God says. Are you with me? Exactly like he says. Amen. If you are here and you're not a member of the church, you must hear God's word. You must hear it. You must hear it. Hear what? That Jesus Christ came down from heaven into a human form. He lived on this earth, suffered and died on a cruel cross for us. On that third day, he rose with all powers in his hands. We must believe that. We must believe that. We must repent. And we must know what repent is. We must truly know what repenting is. Repent not only means to stop, don't do it no more, but turn around and start doing the new. Start doing what God would have you to do. We must confess with our mouth that Jesus Christ is the Son of the living God. Be baptized in water for remission of sin. After that, stay faithful. Faithful few. Stay faithful in God's grace. Just like you're here today. Stay faithful. Stay faithful. God ain't coming back for a crowd. He's coming back for the faithful. Amen. He's come. Just stay faithful. Am I reaching anybody? Stay faithful. Stay faithful. Faithful ain't how I want you to be, because you might never be like how I want you to be. I might never be like how you just want me to be. But we have to be faithful to Christ and be what he would have us to be. Are you with me? We must be what he would have us to be. Stay faithful. We must come to worship. We must teach, be able to teach. We must be able to be taught. We must give. We must, above all, we must love. Because you can do it all, but if you don't have love, you ain't, according to the scriptures, you ain't doing nothing. You're not doing nothing at all. You must. It's a must. You know, I heard one saying, you know, he once said it like this. He said, I'm afraid. I'm not going to say that I'm not afraid. He said, I want to quit. He said, I want to quit. He said, I'm tired. I'm tired. He said, I'm not really doing it because I want to. I'm doing it because I must. Somebody must do this. Somebody must go ye therefore. Are you with me? We get tired sometimes. We just don't feel like it. You know when don't feel like it, I just hit, right? You know, huh? You just don't feel like it. And it hits us. It's out there. It's a disease out there that hits us. That I don't feel like it, I just disease, right? But praise be to God, there's a cure for it. There's a remedy, and that remedy is Jesus. If you're here and you are a member and you are in need of prayer, you may ask it at this time as we together stand and sing the song that's before us.